I'm just kind of curious, though, for your fellows at a more basic level, Ben, at this point, do you have any kind of sort of intuitive concept in your own mind about what's going on when people develop resistance to immunotherapy?
I think that this is one of the more common questions we get. And Ray and I talked a little bit about this, what really is going on. And my sense is, from a very basic level, that for patients, and you have to look at progression or resistance as very heterogeneous. And I think one of the things that happens with these patients is that these tumors go cold, and that they were initially recognized by the immune system, and they develop adaptive mechanisms that allow them to be unrecognized. And I think there's a lot of work going into trying to understand A, how these tumors go cold, but B, how to turn the neon flashing light back on. And there are so many different ways, I think, to do that. And this is how I explain to patients and fellows. I mean, one of the major ways I think that tumors evade the immune recognition is by going cold, by going dark, by essentially recloaking themselves. And how do we figure out how to reverse that? And again, to turn on the flashing sign and make those tumors hot so that the immune system can recognize it again, I think is one of the big strategies going on. There's a lot of ways to do that.
Certainly one sort of classic way, classic being, you know, like, again, the last few years that you hear about, is anti-CTLA-4. And there is a, you know, there's a fair amount of research looking at that strategy in combination with PD-1 or PD-L1 in lung cancer. Is that looking like in any way it's going to pan out?
I don't think so. I don't know if we're going to get to a place where dual checkpoint blockade after single agent immunotherapy is going to lead to any meaningful responses in patients. Although anecdotally, I can tell you, we've seen them. Is there a way to combine dual checkpoint blockade or do CTLA-4 and PD-1 drug as a way to reinitiate or re-jumpstart the immune system in patients who've already received a checkpoint inhibitor single agent? I think this is... We will have data coming out. I am not confident that that will be the strategy at play.